Hare Krishna. Dear Radhanath Maharaj, please accept our most humble obeisances on this most auspicious day of the appearance day of Radharani, our beloved Radharani. And our audience, I would like to know that this year marks the 50th anniversary of arrival of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in Barsana Dham, in his search, in his journey home. So, on this auspicious day of Radhashtami, Maharaj, we request you to enlighten us on the glories of Srimati Radharani and also bless us with your presence. We know you are very busy, but you are so kind and compassionate that you have given us valuable time from your busy schedule. So, with deep gratitude on behalf of everybody present over here and those present on the YouTube, I welcome you with great feelings of love and affection and request you to start your wonderful divine speech on Radha Ashtami. Hare Krishna.
We have gathered together on this most holy day to celebrate the inconceivable good fortune that our beloved Guru and founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given to all of us. We are celebrating Radhashtami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. I am truly honored and grateful for this opportunity to serve you. And my special gratitude to all the devotees of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple for organizing this event today. In the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur tries to explain his incompetence to describe the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his pastimes. He says that in the vast, limitless sky, a tiny little bird can fly so much, but how much of the sky can the bird cover? But still, the bird can fly as much as he can. And in the same way, the unlimited glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what can we speak? I've had this experience on so many occasions where sometimes I think that I know something, but then on a very special day when I'm supposed to speak about it, the Lord's glories, then I realize, what do I know? Nothing. But Lord Chaitanya himself, when he was describing the path of bhakti, he said it is like a limitless ocean, an ocean with no shores, with no bottom. And all we can describe is a little particle of one drop. But the inconceivable nature of the Supreme Lord, of Radha Gopinath, is even a particle of one drop can liberate us forever. In fact, a particle of one drop can inundate and create a flood that covers the entire world. In Krishna consciousness, we understand the idea of unity and diversity. And in one way that it is applied is the ideas of simultaneous quantity and quality. Achintya Bheda Tattva. The jiva, the eternal soul, the living force within all beings, is qualitatively one with Krishna and quantitatively an infinitesimal part. So on the path of bhakti, there is a great emphasis on quality. Krishna tells in Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yomi Bhakta Prayachti Taraham Bhakta Paritam Ashnami, that even if you offer a leaf, a fruit, or a little water with love and devotion, Krishna tells, I will accept it. The idea of bhakti is love. We are all infinitesimal. So what can we offer to the Lord? What can we do to glorify the Lord? Humility is a primary principle that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. Trinar api sunichena taror api sahishnana amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. Because God is so great and we are so small. But the greatness of God is very much in that the great is willing to not only appreciate, but is willing to be subordinated and conquered by the quality of the infinitesimal little jiva's love. In this way, there are so many beautiful examples of people who were great kings and conquerors, like Yudhisthira Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, and very simple people. There's Hanuman and the little spider. There's that Brahmin who was illiterate, who was trying to speak the Bhagavad Gita in Sri Rangam. And he didn't know how to speak any of the words properly, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and gave him ecstatic love of God because he was, with all humility and sincerity, just trying to please his guru by making that recitation every day. So Krishna is bhaktavatsala. He's very merciful to those who have bhakti, those who have love. Because the more we understand the magnitude of God's greatness, the more we humble ourselves to surrender to the shelter of that greatness. In the Bhagavad Gita, the 12th chapter is about devotional service. But just preceding that, the 11th chapter, Krishna manifests his Virat Rupa, his universal form, where Arjuna saw an aspect of Krishna that was so inconceivably, unlimitedly powerful. He could only tremble. And then when Krishna resumed his original identity in this two-handed form, he taught the process of bhakti. Every word of the Gita, every word of the Srimad Bhagavatam is really permeated with Krishna's desire to help us to revive our love for him. As Bhaktivatsal, Krishna is conquered by the sincerity of our efforts. Even when we're in the most helpless condition on our deathbeds, if somehow or other in our life we have cultivated devotion, then we can attract Krishna. Srila Prabhupada would tell us that there are no material qualifications or disqualifications for devotional service. It is based on our sincerity and our willingness, our determination to follow the path sincerely and carefully. And why is it that bhakti has such power? Why is it that bhakti has such power that an infinite, how is it possible that a ray of the sun could conquer the sun planet? The Jivatma is like a ray coming from Krishna, who is the supreme sun. That is Krishna's arrangement, because he is Rasa Bihari. He is eternally enjoying the love of his devotees and infusing his devotees with his love. This is bhakti. And the origin of bhakti is Krishna himself, who is manifested through his own Hladini Shakti, his pleasure potency. And that is Srimati Radharani. Radha and Krishna are one forever. For logical and philosophical purposes, we sometimes say that Krishna expands himself as Srimati Radharani. But we cannot try to evaluate this from a perspective of chronology or time, because Krishna, because the spiritual world is beyond time. Everything is infinite and everything is eternal. In the spiritual world, nothing has a beginning and nothing has an end. It is inconceivable. We are in this world for a few years. We see everything is being controlled by time. We're seeing everything from a perspective of time because we're constantly being controlled by time. So it's practically impossible to grasp the idea of timelessness, where there is no beginning and there is no end. We can theoretically agree with it, but to actually grasp it, the idea of eternity. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shaktir Asman. The absolute truth is one. Srimati Radharani and Krishna are eternally existing. Sri Radha is the Ashraya Vigraha. She is the abode of all love. And Krishna is the Vishaya Vigraha. He is the object of all love. Krishna is Madan Mohan. He's all attractive. Sri Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini, that her love attracts Krishna. The universal form in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is simply an insignificant sample of the greatness of God. We read about Karuna Dakshai Vishnu, Mahavishnu. From the pores of his body, the universe is manifest. His exhalation is the entire span of creation. And his inhalation annihilates everything. And that Mahavishnu is simply an expansion of Narayan, who is an expansion of the Chaturvyuha, who is an expansion of Balaram, who is an expansion of Krishna. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Brahma himself, how does he perceive reality? He's living 311 trillion years. He's the father of every living being within our universe. And we're all being born and dying so many times, but through the entire course of this universe, Brahma is always existing, watching. And he is praying. When he is in Vrindavan and he's seeing Krishna, this little cowherd boy holding in his hand some yogurt mixed with fruit and rice. He's praying, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That Krishna is the supreme controller of all controllers. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. He's the source of everything and everyone that exists, the origin of everything. Janmadyasya yataha. The Vedanta Sutra encapsulates all the Vedas in this beautiful little statement that the absolute truth is from whom everything emanates. And that absolute truth appears as Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, he's teaching the world the path back home, back to him, to Godhead. Vedaham samatitani varatamanani chajana bhavashani chabutani mam tu vedana kashchana. Krishna's saying, I know everything. All that has happened in the past, all that's happening in the present, and everything that's yet to come. And I know all living beings. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridesher janatishtati. Krishna is in every living entity's heart, from the little insect to the birds in the sky, to the demigods and the higher planets, and every type of human being. Imagine, this universe is just a speck in the cosmic manifestation, and of all the planets and all the universes, wherever there's life, Krishna's in the heart of every living being. And he's also in and between every atom. That is the power of the Paramatma. What is it that Krishna does not know? But in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we discover something. That the one thing that Krishna does not know is the nature of Radha's love. As Krishna is the origin of everything and everyone that exists, Sri Radharani is the origin of all love and all devotion. The Ananda Shakti. She is the potency that infuses Krishna with unlimited pleasure. And she is the potency that gives the potential within every jiva, with every living entity, to experience unlimited pleasure. Krishna incarnated as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience the nature of Radha's love. And to understand what she experienced when she tastes his love. What is her happiness on tasting Krishna's love? So Srimati Radharani is the supreme receiver and the supreme giver of love. When we hear the beautiful pastimes of Radharani, it's important that we first have a very, very clear foundation of who she is. She's the absolute truth, the source of everything. In Vaikuntha, she is expanded as Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the supreme queen of the kingdom of God. And when she expands herself into this world, she becomes Durga. Durga is the controller of the universe. She is so powerful. And another expansion of Sri Radharani through Durga is Kalimata. In the Puranas, it describes the power of Kali and Durga. The female energy of the Lord in the form of the ultimate warriors. We read in Mahabharata about Bhishma and about so many other great conquerors. In the Bhagavatam, about Hiranyakashipu. But can any of those people be a match in battle against Durga? She's absolutely, eternally undefeatable. And when Durga's wrath is multiplied to cleanse the world of wicked people, she becomes Kalimata. These are all expansions of Srimati Radharani. What is her power? The feminine power is inconceivable. Sometimes we see even Shiva has to lay his body under the lotus foot of Kalimata to pacify her. And that supreme Ladini Shakti, that feminine energy of the Lord, manifests as Bhumi. Bhumi is Mother Earth. Mother Earth is Srimati Radharani's expansion as the mother of every living being who's taking birth in this earth. We're not only our bodies and our minds are made of her energies, but she's nourishing us with air, with sunlight, with food at every moment. The Mother Earth Durga, Kali, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, all the incredible, wonderful queens of Dwarka are all expansions of Sri Radharani, who, for the purpose of giving pleasure to Krishna and in her love for Krishna, expanding her love within the heart of every living being in Goloka Vrindavan, and empowering everyone with our love. Bhakti is the highest power because it's the only thing that attracts the all attractive. But the origin of all that power of bhakti is Sri Radharani. And her eternal pastime is she's a cowherd girl. She's milking cows. She's joking, she's playing with the sakis and the manjaris. And in every way, she is infusing all beings in the spiritual world with a desire to please Krishna. That is what we could conceive of with our tiny little hearts and minds. That is the power of Radha's love. She lives only to give pleasure to Krishna. And in giving, and her pastime in giving pleasure to Krishna is empowering every living being, and there are unlimited living beings eternally in the spiritual world, empowering all of us to give pleasure to Krishna through the love that we receive from her. The more we understand this tattva, this truth of Sri Radharani's true nature, we simply want to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, who comes with the spirit of Sri Radha's love. And that love permeated Lord Chaitanya in such a way that his entire body became resplendent with the luster of Sri Radha's golden complexion. Radha Bhavaduti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. Krishna's tasting Sri Radha's love. And in the spirit of the Mahabhava of Sri Radha, as the mother of all living beings, she wants to share her love with everyone. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The Shikshastakam that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, was revealed in the Gambhira. In fact, the subject of Shikshastakam is the culmination, the final chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. During the last 12 years of Lord Chaitanya's life, he spent most all of his time in the Gambhira, feeling Sri Radharani's love and separation. In his more active pastimes of preaching in Jagannath Puri during the Rath Yatra, we are given this revelation of how in the mood of Sri Radha, he was bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan in the same mood that she had when she saw him in Kurukshetra. And Kaviraj Goswami reveals the sweet dialogue between Radharani in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, who is Krishna. And that loving absorption of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu culminated in the Gambhira. Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Sakhi, Radharani's dearest friend. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi, Sri Radharani's dearest friend. And Lord Chaitanya in the mood of Radha was with his two dearest friends, remembering Krishna, tasting the sweetness of Krishna's love and conquering Krishna by her love. And it was from there in the Gambhira that the Shikshastakam manifested. And the Shikshastakam is Sri Radharani's ecstatic love for Krishna, and also her ecstatic love for Krishna is manifesting through her compassion to all living beings. Because what brings Krishna more happiness than to give Krishna the gift of another person's love? This idea of preaching is such a deep subject. It's not just a matter of conquering and convincing. That may be a part of it, but really it is it's giving Krishna pleasure by tasting the sweetness of a conditioned soul transforming into his lover. And in the mood of Sri Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the holy names. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The prime benediction for all humanity. Hare is the name of Sri Radha. Krishna is the all-attractive Supreme Lord, the object of all love. Rama is the giver of the highest pleasure and the supreme enjoyer. This is Lord Chaitanya's gift. The Sankirtan movement is a movement to bring people back home, back to Godhead. Interestingly, when Srila Prabhupada was on Jaladuta in his prayers, his prayer was he wanted to make everyone happy. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. Srila Prabhupada said that this is the purpose of all the Vedic culture. Let all beings be happy. All the efforts Sri Radharani takes when she descends into this material world as Durga, as Kali, as Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth. She's the supreme, most perfect mother, and she's the eternal mother of every living being. And everyone here today has a mother or has had a mother. And we know a good mother only wants her children to be happy. Why? Where does that come from? It comes from Srimati Radharani. So spreading the Sankirtan movement is so pleasing to Sri Radharani, because the chanting of the holy names of the Lord cleanses us of the false ego and all of its contaminated symptoms, lust and anger and envy, greed, arrogance and illusion. The chanting of the holy names of Krishna awakens from within the heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kapunai Sravanadi Sudhi Chiti Koryayudvai. By associating with devotees who love Krishna and by chanting the holy names, that love of Krishna becomes a reality awakened within our hearts. And when we love Krishna, we can please Krishna. Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world is not happy just being with Krishna alone, because she is permeating everyone's heart with love for Krishna to give Krishna the maximum enjoyment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the role of a fruit vendor. He said, I have come with these fruits of love of God, prema bhakti, and how many could I distribute with my two hands? I'm requesting everyone, whoever is my devotee, help me to distribute these fruits of love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying to Haridas Thakur, I'm seeing so many people in this universe, both animate and inanimate. How they're suffering without tasting the sweetness of their true nature to love Krishna. What to do? And Haridas Thakur understood his heart. You have descended into this world in your holy name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In this age of Kali, the Lord has descended in his names. Yes, we are experiencing, especially in the world today, the faults, the defects, the sufferings of this temporary material world in this age of Kali. But there's one benediction. Simply chanting the holy names of Krishna, we can achieve the perfection of liberation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited this verse when he was speaking to Tapan Mishra on the banks of the Padmavati River in East Bengal. And it was at that time that he revealed the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, this mantra is in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, and it is described there that it is the perfect medicine for this age of Kali. But Lord Chaitanya, with his own mouth, he spoke this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And how wonderful. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. There is so much glorification of the name of Krishna, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this Maha Mantra, he gave us equally the name of Sri Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He is giving us Vrindavan. He is giving us the opportunity to enter into the eternal pastimes of the sweetest love through being the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha. Gopi Bharatur Pada Kamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. Mahaprabhu was praying for this one benediction, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis. And the Lord of the Gopis is forever aspiring to serve and to please the Hladini Shakti, Sri Radharani. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, through the words of Sri Ramananda Rai, gave us entrance into an understanding of the nature of Sri Radha's love. In South India, today the place is called Kovur. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is Vidyanagara. Mahaprabhu went on the request of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a dear friend of Srila Ramananda Rai, but he always thought he was kind of a sentimental person. He didn't understand him, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the greatest philosopher in all the world, a totally pious Brahmin, and a guru of the greatest scholars. But by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tasted the sweetness of bhakti, tasted a drop of Radha's love. And then he understood the greatness of Ramananda Rai. And for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you will be very happy if you meet him. They met on the banks of the Godavari River. After their first meeting, they privately, secretly came at night, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from his devotee, please recite a verse from the scriptures which describes the ultimate goal of life. Sri Ramananda Rai, he described that by following one's occupational duties for the pleasure in the service of Krishna, according to the principles of Varnashram, one can awaken one's Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya listened. He said, that is external. Please tell me something more. Ramananda Rai, he described that by offering the results of one's actions to Krishna, one can achieve the essence of perfection. Yat karoshi rashnasi yat shohoshi dadasi yat yatapasyasi kondi yat tat karusha madarpana. He cited from Bhagavad Gita, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, all austerities that you perform should be done as an offering to me. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that tapum birdvijastreshtas varna shrami vibhaka shashvanushtatasya dharmasya samsidhya raditosha. Whatever our occupation, our varna, our ashram, its success is not simply in the ritualistic observance. Our success is in pleasing Krishna. This is the very essence that all the great bhakti acharyas have taught. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vallabhacharya, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought it to the full estate. How to please Krishna. That is the ultimate perfection of life. Mahaprabhu, he said, please tell me something more. That is external. Ramananda Rai described Jnana Mishra Bhakti, devotional service with knowledge. Brahma Bhuta Prasanat Mana Sochatina Kankshati Sama Sarvesha Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktin Labhate Para. That one who achieves the spiritual platform of Brahma Bhuta, such a person neither hankers for anything of this world nor laments for anything lost. Prasanatma. One is joyful. One sees every living being with equal vision. When one understands our own connection with Krishna, then we can perceive within the heart of every living being that person is connected with Krishna. The glory of bhakti is revealed so beautifully in this verse of the Gita. One who has attained that state engages in the loving devotional service in bhakti for the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, that is external. Please tell me something more. Ramananda Rai replied that jnana sunya sudha bhakti, pure bhakti that is not mixed with desire for liberation, that is not mixed with desire for mystic powers, that is not mixed with any type of material aspiration. Pure bhakti that is simply for the pleasure of the Lord, that is the perfection, the essence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He was very pleased with this. He said, please tell me more. Ramananda Rai described prema bhakti, pure unalloyed loving devotional service to the Lord. Savaipung Sangparo Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Hokshuja Yahaitaki Aprati Hataya Yatma Suprasidati. The perfection of spirituality in every sense is unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Supreme. He described the glories of pure love. How even the demigods and the greatest sages and rishis are longing for this love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was becoming more and more satisfied. He requested Ramananda Rai to speak of something higher. And Ramananda Rai then began to describe the various loving relationships that the Lord has with his devotees. Dasyaras, the nature of loving the Lord as eternal servant. Sakyaras, loving the Lord as an intimate friend. Where Krishna, to enjoy deeper pleasure himself and to give deeper pleasure to his devotee, and they are all inseparable, because the more a devotee enjoys pleasure, the more Krishna enjoys pleasure, and the more Krishna enjoys pleasure, the more a devotee enjoys pleasure. And this is the eternal loving dynamics that every one of us personally has with Krishna in the spiritual world. In Sakyaras, Krishna becomes friend. He plays, wrestles, jokes, laughs, dances with his friends while herding the cows in the pastures of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Ramananda Rai then described, at Lord Chaitanya's request, Vatsalyaras, eternally loving Krishna as a parent loves a child. Krishna reveals himself to Yashoda and Nanda and the other devotees in Vatsalya Rasa in a way that he is completely dependent on their love. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yovidadati kaman. Everyone is completely dependent on Krishna, but Krishna takes even more joy feeling himself dependent on the love of a pure devotee. And when Lord Chaitanya requested a higher understanding of prema, then Ramananda Rai described Madhurya Ras, the love of the gopis. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi, leader of gopis in the spiritual world. What is it that he does not know? He described to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita the glories of the gopis' love. And he explained it in such a way that all other rasas or relationships of love are contained within Madhurya Ras. He gave the example of this material creation as earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And with each preceding element, all the other elements are contained. Within the element of earth is existing water, fire, air, and ether. And similarly, the prema of Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras are all fully manifested in Madhurya Ras. But there's something more, a sweetness where Krishna becomes the lover and the gopis are his beloved and they dance with Krishna. Krishna describes in Srimad Bhagavatam that, dear gopis, you have surrendered everything for me. You have sacrificed and risked your lives only to give me pleasure. Your love is so strong and so pleasing that I have no way, with all that I have, in an entire lifetime of Brahma, I could never repay you. That is the power of bhakti. Krishna feels incapable to reciprocate appropriately with the greatness of the love of his devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai to tell him something more. And Ramananda Rai was astounded. He said, no one within this world has ever asked for anything higher than that. But you have asked, so I will explain. And at that time, Ramananda Rai began to explain the glories of the love of Srimati Radharani, which is the very summum bonum, culmination of all happiness, of all love, Sri Radharani. Krishna's own Shakti, none different than Krishna in every way as the supreme lover. And Sri Radharani is Karuna Mai. She's a supreme ocean of compassion to all beings. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge, it is the Vedavyasa's own commentary on the Brahma Sutra, which is the essence of all Vedas. We go through 9 cantos. And in these 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find such great, pure, surrendered devotees as Dhruva and Prahlad and Ambarish. And the culmination is the 10th canto. The culmination of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the 5 chapters describing the rasa dance. In this regard, our beloved Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, they refer us to the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami. He was a completely liberated soul who just didn't even perceive any distinctions of the dualities of material existence because he was beyond material existence. He was Brahman liberated. He had achieved mukti when he was in the womb of his mother. But his father, Vyasadeva, attracted him to come out of the womb to hear the glories of Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami, among the greatest rishis, the greatest sannyasis, the greatest sages and yogis, on the bank of the Ganges, they all declared he is the most qualified to speak. He is the crest jewel of renunciation, as was Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, the 6 Goswamis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are all declaring that the highest, purest state of renunciation and love is that exhibited by the gopis. It is transcendental to all material conceptions. Krishna's Atmarama. He's completely self-satisfied. There's nothing of this material existence that has any appeal to Krishna. So the love of the Brijabasis, the love of the gopis, is completely pure. It is all ultimately part and parcel of Radha's love. Krishna left all gopis to be with Sri Radharani. The gopis were searching for Krishna. They were following his footprints. And in a certain place, they saw Krishna's footprints were alongside a gopi's footprints. At this time, Sukadeva Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam had never spoken the name of any of the gopis in Madhurya Ras. And he never spoke Radha's name. Sukadeva Goswami, being such a great devotee, eternal associate of Sri Radharani in the spiritual world of Goloka, the sweetness of her name would put him into an ecstatic trance. But in the 28th verse of the 30th chapter of the 10th canto, when the gopis saw that Krishna had left everyone to be with this one gopi, he indirectly spoke her name.
Aniyaradito nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishwara Yano Bihaya Govinda Prito Yam.
And yet, that this particular gopi has perfect devotion. She worships Krishna greater than all others. In this way, the gopis are glorifying their own beloved queen, Sri Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins where the Srimad Bhagavatam concludes, where Krishna is coming to taste the sweetness of Radha's love. The Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes in such beautiful philosophical terms the nature of Radha's love. Sandini, Samvit, Ladini, how the various energies of the Lord are inspiring every aspect of existence in both the spiritual and material worlds. But the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency, the love power of God is supreme. That is Sri Radharani. And we are learning from our acharyas that Sri Radharani's love is forever being offered in the form of service, seva. There is no higher gift than seva. When Srila Prabhupada defined bhakti, he didn't just say devotion. Because the spirit of devotion, it is both cultivated, realized, and expressed through service. In every aspect of Srimati Radharani, she is serving for the pleasure of Krishna. And ultimately, she is serving for the pleasure of all living beings to give pleasure to Krishna. And in the spiritual world, everyone wants to assist Radharani in her service to Krishna. And this is the beautiful path that Lord Chaitanya has given us through his followers. If we want to serve Krishna the most, we assist Sri Radharani in her service to Krishna. In fact, our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he departed from Sri Vrindavan Dham in 1965. He was living right beside the Samadhi of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami. He was residing in the Seva Kunja, the very place where Krishna offers sevas to Sri Radharani. A special feature of Seva Kunja is during Rasa Lila, Krishna, he decorates Radharani's hair. In the Nitya Lila, He massages Radha's feet and legs. Krishna wants to please Radha. And Sri Radha, her life, her soul, her everything is only to please Krishna. That's where Srila Prabhupada was living. Now, for some of us, when we go there, we have to imagine or cultivate knowledge of the importance of the place. Srila Prabhupada was there. Srila Prabhupada had descended from Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada was living in Seva Kunj, in the special grove of Sri Radharani, where she gives pleasure to Krishna and Krishna gives pleasure to her. Why would he leave there? In his old age? Because he understood. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the Mahabhava of Sri Radha. And Lord Chaitanya wanted the holy name of Krishna to be spread everywhere. Because Radharani wants her love spread everywhere for Krishna's happiness. And when Srila Prabhupada, he was alone. He had no means. He was approaching the Boston Harbor. His first poem that he wrote on the Jaladuta, he begins with these words. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. That beautiful statement is very much the foundation of our whole movement. Srila Prabhupada is emphatically speaking to all of us that we will be able to give pleasure to Krishna, which is our ultimate fortune, only when Srimati Radharani is pleased with us. So that is the goal of life, how to please Sri Radharani through service. Raghunath Das Goswami, who was our Prayojan Acharya, he emphasized the concept of Radha Dasyam as the ultimate goal, the highest and exclusive aspiration of the followers of Lord Chaitanya, to be the assistant of Sri Radha, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha. To enjoy with Krishna is not the concern of the followers of Lord Chaitanya, but to assist Radha in being enjoyed by Krishna is the supreme aspiration. And that is where the highest happiness is experienced by the devotee and where the devotee can give the highest happiness to Krishna and Radha. The idea of seva. In Raghunath Das Goswami's Leela, we read how he was sitting on the banks of Radha Kund, completely immersed in chanting the holy names of the Lord and meditating on the divine pastimes of Radha Govinda, in the mood of the servant of Sri Radha. And while he was absorbed in this way with his eyes closed, it was the summertime and the sun was burning down on him. But he was so absorbed in chanting the names. He would chant at least 200,000 names every day. He would meditate. He would bow down, prostrated dandavats 2,000 times to the Vaishnavas every day, 1,000 times to his Govardhan Shila. Such absorption. While he was meditating, Sanatan Goswami happened to be coming to meet him. And Sanatan Goswami saw from a distance that Srimati Radharani was standing over Raghunath Das Goswami. And he didn't even know it. She was holding her veil, her cloth over his head to give him shade, to protect him, to give him pleasure. Meanwhile, she was directly in the sun, and the sun was beating down on her, and she was just happily giving shade to her devotee. This is the reciprocation. He was giving his heart to serve her, and she was coming to serve him. Sanatan Goswami just stood and watched. And when the sun went down some, Sri Radharani looked at Sanatan Goswami and smiled. Then she disappeared. Sanatan Goswami came to Raghunath Das Goswami because Sanatan Goswami is guru of Rupa Goswami. He is the senior most of all the Goswamis. And he enlightened Raghunath Das Goswami that you are praying to serve Sri Radha and you're doing it in such a way that she's coming to serve you. This is not our aspiration. This is not in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to be the servant. We don't want to be served. Sri Radharani is, you are bringing her here to stand in the sun. And then he pointed out she was perspiring profusely. Look, you can see her footprints are in the mud of her perspiration. And on the request of Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami then accepted a bhajan kutir. Why? Not to be comfortable, so that he could serve without receiving service. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, there's that beautiful story where Rupa Goswami wanted to offer some nice prasad to Sanatan Goswami. There was not much to offer because they were doing madhukari and sometimes just getting some dry rotis, but he wanted a special offering to Sanatan Goswami. At that time, Rupa Goswami was living at Terakadamba near Nandagaon, and nearby Sanatan Goswami was at Pavan Srovar. And it is described a little girl came to Rupa Goswami and said, oh, you want to cook something for your brother? And she brought nice ingredients. But Rupa Goswami was so much absorbed in his bhajan, he really didn't notice. So the little girl herself cooked. In the West, devotees call it sweet rice. In India, it is called kheer among common people. But among sadhus, it is paramana, the supreme food. Sri Radharani prepared with her own hands, paramana. Rupa Goswami brought it to Sanatan Goswami. When they tasted it, it was so nectarine, infused with the love and the devotion and the compassion of Sri Radha. As they were eating it together, they were crying in divine ecstasy of love. Sanatan Goswami said, where did you get this? And Rupa Goswami described the little girl who brought it for him. And Sanatana Goswami, he said, "You have accepted service from Srimati Radharani. This is not our place. Sri Radharani's whole life is to serve Krishna. We are here to assist her, not to accept her service. This is the competition of the spiritual world. Radharani and Govinda Dev always want to serve their devotees, and the devotees only want to serve the Lord. Seva. We are chanting the holy names with this aspiration. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, he has extracted the essence of all knowledge of all religions. He has concentrated in the simplest form all the conclusions of the acharyas of our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara to give us entrance as the loving servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha in Goloka Vrindavan." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself personally gave as the ultimate gift, he gave Krishna Prema and Krishna Nama. Lord Chaitanya told Tapan Mishra, "The ultimate goal of life is pure unalloyed love for Krishna, and the way to achieve it is by chanting his holy names." And then he gave him the Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada, he took the invocation of the names of Radha, Krishna, and formulated it into a prayer so that we have the appropriate attitude in which we chant. O Mother Radha, Radhe, the feeling of the idea of Radhe, in like a little baby crying for mother, Radhe, calling out, "O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service." This is how Srila Prabhupada taught us to chant the Maha Mantra. We're focusing our attention, trying to be completely absorbed in just hearing and feeling the sound vibration. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya's Rasvigraha, because Krishna is not different than his name. Sri Radha is not different than her name. Just as in the temple on the altar, there is the deity of Radha Gopinath. Radharani is standing there fully present as she is in the spiritual world of Goloka. She's there. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. And according to how we awaken our love, we can perceive it, we can feel it. And Radharani and Krishna are fully present in their holy names. Nam nama kari bahuta nija sarva shaktis tatrapi tani amita smarine nakala ithadrasita vakripa bhagavan mamapi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radharani, is declaring in these holy names, the Lord, Sri Radharani and Krishna, Hare Krishna, are fully manifested with all their powers in their holy names. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has taken that verse and expanded in a deeper way, that simply by tapping into the mercy of the holy name, Radha, Govinda reveal themselves, the beauty of their forms, their qualities, their eternal pastimes in the spiritual world, their eternal associates in the spiritual world, and the spiritual world itself. It is all accessible by chanting. Trinadapi suniche natarori vasishna. But we need to chant in such a way that Krishna is pleased and Radharani is pleased. With humility. And Srila Prabhupada has taken all this incredible knowledge, wisdom, and realization of all the acharyas and formulated this beautiful prayer of the Maha Mantra. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. It is through serving that we purify our hearts to awaken love for Krishna. And the goal is to serve forever. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, what do you hope to achieve by this chanting of Hare Krishna? Srila Prabhupada explained, we want to chant Hare Krishna forever with pure love. That the process and the goal of the process, the satya and the sadhana, are the same. To serve with love. Now we are preparing ourselves to become cured of the disease of false ego and the desire to control and to enjoy, so that we could serve with love. And the ultimate aspiration is to serve with love. And the highest aspiration is to serve Sri Radharani. By assisting her in her service of love. And that love of Sri Radha for Krishna, it is accessible through parampara. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. By pleasing our gurus, we're pleasing Srila Prabhupada, our founder, Acharya, Guru. And by pleasing Srila Prabhupada, there is no better way that we can please Srimati Radharani. We don't require to artificially imagine or imitate ourselves being very advanced gopis. But by hearing, by chanting, and by serving, we can be given an appreciation for the supreme glory of the residents of the spiritual world and of the gopis. And the more we really understand that, we don't want to just be a gopi in our imagination. We want to please. We want to please the Lord. We want to please the Lord's eternal consort by being a servant of the servant of the servant. Radhastami is the day that Srimati Radharani personally descended into this world to reveal her supreme compassion to all beings and to give the highest pleasure to Krishna. Radhastami is a day that gives us an opportunity to to realize how insignificant, tiny, and fallen we really are. Because to the degree we have that awareness, we can truly be grateful to receive the gift that Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas are giving us, the gift of the holy names, the gift of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the gift of the deities in the temples, the gift of the association of devotees, and the gift of the opportunity to offer service. Radharani appears in this world to help Krishna to liberate the conditioned souls. They're having their leela in the spiritual world. Why do they perform their leela in this world? To attract those who are suffering. Servant of the servant. As an acharya, Srila Prabhupada taught by example. How is he pleasing Sri Radharani? He departed from Seva Kunj to board a cargo ship to come to New York City to travel the world to give us the Maha Mantra, to give us the Srimad Bhagavatam, to give us the path back home, back to Godhead. Because Srila Prabhupada is teaching that is the way he is pleasing his guru. That is the way we can please him. And his guru is Sri Varshavanavi Devi, the beloved of Sri Radharani. So let us be joyful, because Krishna wants us to be joyful. Srila Prabhupada would say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. In the spiritual world, the only reason anybody's happy is because when we're happy, we can make Krishna more happy. So in any situation, even in the sufferings, even in death, even in the loss of loved ones, this world is a place of Dukalayam Ashashvatam. It's a place of so much suffering. But we want to find within our hearts the happiness of the connection with Radharani and Krishna. The happiness of knowing that we're pleasing Srila Prabhupada and our gurus. And Srila Prabhupada taught he is most happy when we help each other to be happy. Goloka Vrindavan is a community. And Sri Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen of the community. She is the goddess of the community. She is the all in all of the community. And she expands herself as Brinda Devi and Yoga Maya and the Sakis and the Manjari. She expands herself in so many ways to share love among everyone with Krishna in the center. Srila Prabhupada created a society. This idea of society has such a deep substance of understanding. An international society for Krishna consciousness. That means we are a community with Krishna in the center. We are here for each other. We will connect with Radharani's love by sharing Radharani's love with each other. And in this way, we can inspire Sankirtan, Prema Sankirtan, where we purify our hearts, we purify the world, and we give great pleasure to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath as we chant in a mood of the servant of the servant, their holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I wish you all a very happy Radhashtami. Thank you very much.